Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Tiny.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is...
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
I don't know how to... He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the...
She is your soulmate, because the Lord has told me...
What? What? He wants... to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez her Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for hanging out through that brief commercial break. In studio with us, the host of the brand new show on Pants Pending Network, the Burr Martin Experience, and selfie dad himself, Mr. Burr Martin. Sir, how are you doing this evening?
I'm okay. I'm a little worried.
A little worried?
Well, it's just the neighborhood. Am I okay parking? I'm a celebrity now.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I got an Infiniti out there. You're good.
I can't just run out and buy another Chevy of Aveo.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know. It's those things don't come. Those things are numbered for a reason. There's only so many of them, right?
I have two fix-a-flats on one tire, so that's a lot of money I got invested in that thing right now.
How many space savers? Isn't that just the normal tire on a Aveo?
Like
a space
much, yeah,
saver.
Yeah.
Is that you get the 3-door or the sporty 4-door?
Oh no, I got a sporty 4-door with a cassette player.
Look at you! Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living large.
That's. Do they still make what tape would you play in there if you had a? Do you still have cassette tapes?
Oh, Wham!
Wham!
Nothing but Wham!
Yeah. Thank you. Are you trolling me right now? Because you have to know my affinity for Mr. George Michael.
No. Wham and Huey Lewis.
And what's that?
Well, in the 2-cassette of Willie Nelson.
Oh, okay.
Because I bought one, the blue one, and you got the red one for free.
Some blue eyes some blue eyes crying in the rain. Some of that stuff there. I do love some Willie. Everyone knows I was definitely sad when Mr. George Michael died.
I got to tell him first.
What's that?
I broke the news.
That's right. It was sad, man. That guy was like my idol. I always wanted to be a gay British man. I don't know what. Like,
I've always wanted to suck a dick in a bathroom.
Yeah, something like that. Something about it. There's still time.
I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah. Just looking through that.
Tap your foot twice.
Yeah. Well,
I was there trying to be the other guy in Wham.
Oh, Andy. Trying to be Andy. Just, you know, he just hang out and wrote music. They were just buddies. Let's talk to Burr about how he this journey to Pants Pending and stardom. So you've been all over. You've how did you start? I mean, how did you become? What inspired you to do the selfie thing with your daughter? Let's start that way. You're probably most well known for this kind of panning your daughter's.
The tank top
Instagram.
Scene around the world.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. When was this? How did this happen? Why did this happen? How drunk were you?
Boredom. Boredom. I would like to really say that I planned this whole thing, but no, a lot of it was just pure boredom. It was back in June-ish. I was sitting on the couch, and you know how when you go to your Facebook feed, you can see somebody's photo, and then you see like comments.
Yeah.
Like a couple of comments after. Well, a couple of comments after one of her photos were, you know, oh, you're so hot, and there was a couple of guys getting really crude.
Sure.
I am old enough to know you don't fight on the internet.
Yeah.
Right. It's just ridiculous, and especially if you're a dad, you don't know anything, old man. So. So I got to cool this down somehow, and I can't. I know she's not going to delete it. So I looked over at my wife, and wouldn't it be funny if I posed just like her and put it in the comment section without saying anything? And so my wife laughed, and
she
so
kept
that
it from
was
her
that
dad.
Was okay. Yeah, so I put it in there, you know, I posed like her a little bit, and this was just like a simple, she was like on the couch, like the whole girl finger in the mouth thing that girls do. And so I did the same thing, and then I said, what about me, guys? And that just kind of, some guys laughed, and some guys, you know, they left, and then hugged, but it cooled, it did what I wanted it to do. It cooled down the whole thing. And so after that, it was, oh, your dad should do this one, your dad should do this one. And then a lot of it was, yeah, it was either boredom. I had the right clothing that I could do that with. Like, oh, she's wearing a white shirt. I'm wearing a white shirt. I can do that.
I do something. Have a white it's shirt.
I don't want to go too far, you know. But yeah, the last couple, I admit I did go to like Value Village and Goodwill and search for something that looked like it.
So, I mean, this has only been... I mean, less than a year then. And really, this has been, so you said since June, right?
Yeah, about June-ish.
So,
yeah.
I mean, this, like, exploded very quickly. And, I mean, how did this gain traction?
This there were about, like, four or five photos out there already that I just did, just screwing around. And then it was just one of her friends with the right hashtag. You know, I think it was either Selfie Dad or Dad Bod or something. And just... one person got a hold of the hashtag. I think it was, I know it wasn't Bored Panda, but I know that's where a lot of them got it from.
Yeah.
And then it was just, they got a hold of it, and then just boom, like Sunday night I came home from work and my wife's like, look at this. And then you would hear the phones, like my boy's phone going ding and my wife's phone ding, and we're getting texts from all these different places. And it was probably, we counted like, you know, 50, 60 websites on the first night that I got home.
Wow.
And then that's hard to adjust to, because then I start looking on my Facebook, oh God, what do I have on there? You know, because now the world, because you all have this like bubble. Like, you know, you can do comedy here, but if you went to like, you know, say, I don't know, some island Jamaica or something and did your Spokane jokes, they wouldn't get it. So I'm like, okay, I've got a bunch of jokes on here that people aren't going to get, or, you know. So I went through there and deleted a few racy ones. Oh, yeah. I had a Japanese businessman one on my Instagram. I did apologize to a Japanese woman who emailed me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Man.
That's harsh when you wake up and all of a sudden everybody's looking at your
scrutinizing
Facebook.
a little bit.
Oh, the whole world is looking. Yeah, that's sure. Frightening.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason I'll never be able to be president or any, like, elected official. The shit. They don't even have to dig deep.
Oh, no.
They just have to, you know.
Like a day with me, and they'd be like, no.
Like, yeah, we cannot vet you for this. This is, you have definitely said the worst shit anyone has ever said.
I can make it to whatever, I don't know, Wiener? Whatever. Yeah. Well, as high as he got. Probably the highest office.
It was like mayor of New York or whatever the hell he was. Yeah. So, before, like, he was sending dick pics to some girl.
In his office, God. Yeah.
Yeah, so just.
Yeah, that was it. It's work, and Krem called me, and they said, we saw this selfie thing, and somebody just told us you live here. And I was like, yeah, I live in, you know, the state line. And so they came out, and then KXLY came out, and then everybody, and that's when the other TV news stations, Inside Edition, a couple of talk shows called up, like, instantly, and... So, yeah, it exploded. Like, that whole week was no sleep.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so crazy that it just takes that little bit of a, you know, like, I mean, someone like Krem to pick it up and then just goes, like, goes nuts. So they all came to you, and I can't imagine, like, Inside Edition.
Yeah.
I was like Mario Lopez there. Who the hell does it? I don't even know.
Well, they did a little video. We did, and this is what sucks, is... A few years ago, Skype was not invented. We could have gone all over the nation.
Sure.
But instead, now it's lazy. It's Skyping.
Oh, I
like
see.
Like,
we
Skyped with Inside Edition.
Sure.
We Skyped with a couple of TV shows. We did go to KHQ for a couple of Australian morning shows. We went there at midnight because their morning show was like 7 in the morning, so that was fun. And so we did a couple of those. We like London, England called me Hero of the Week. I don't know if you know that story.
No.
This is my favorite story, and it still amazes me. So there were these two guys that were dressed as Batman and Robin going to a Comic-Con. They're driving there, and it's over in England, I think, and they're driving, and they look over, and they see this surfer, and he's in trouble. So both of them, dressed as Batman and Robin, run out into the ocean and rescue this guy, give him CPR, and they had him on England's radio website, and they had a picture of me making fun of my daughter, and they said, okay, people, vote. Who's hero of the week? These guys saved a life, and they still picked me, so I'm the only guy to beat Batman, and I did it in this white tank top with some moobs showing.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, can you imagine, though, if you, like, you get swept away by the waves and you think you're going to die and you pass out and you wake up and there's Batman and Robin. Like, how
breathe,
they, like, blow your mind. You're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Like, it's real. It's really real. So, okay, I completely forgot about Monica's Munchies. We're
How many
gonna,
times is that now?
Yeah. I know.
God,
no,
sorry.
We can just forgo.
No, we're going to do it.
I want to know. I'm curious what
you
ate.
Yeah, now we want to know. Let's get into... We're going to talk to Burb some more in a second, because I know there's lots of great stories here.
I'm not going to be another man that takes a woman's job.
Well, you know, I can pay her 75 cents to your dollar, so I'd rather give it to her.
What's 75 cents of nothing?
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't even get my dollar.
Yeah. So. You know, I was going to go down. I was going to get the guys together and go down and march on Saturday, but we were all at work. So, you know.
As you should be.
Yeah.
I was watching Sucker
Punch. That's equality.
I was watching this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, wonder why you're getting 75 cents on the dollar. You're out day drinking and fucking watching Wendy Williams.
I didn't know. I was at Wild Dogs and I was like looking at the TV and I was like, fuck, I should be there.
Was that today?
Yeah. I know. I was like, I didn't know.
You know what? When build a bridge, I'll give you a dollar to the dollar. Okay, we wouldn't be over any rivers at this point if it was up to women.
Whatever.
But yeah, we'd still be in lean-tos.
I have Photoshop at home. Send me a couple of photos. We'll put you in a crowd.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Seriously, just put me in there.
All right. But before we get any,
before
we get any further, let's get into some Monica's Munchies.
Chichita. Now it's time for Monica's Munchies.
All right, so this week I went to Morty's Tap and Grill on 5517 South Regal Street. Mm-hmm. I have eaten here often, but this is one of my favorite places to go for breakfast because they do breakfast every day. And they do it, like, it's one of the earliest places, too, which, I mean, I'm not up that early. Often,
right, early for you is, like, 10:45.
Yeah. I mean, that's
they do breakfast at 10:30. Yeah. Those rascals. Did you know they do breakfast at,
no,
like?
No, but they open at, like, 7.
I thought the chickens were back asleep by then.
they do it till like, 1 or 2. But they have, like...
More like your time frame.
Yeah, whatever. I want my breakfast in the afternoon. And that's how I like it.
In the mid-evening.
I want it when I want it. But the thing I love about Morty's is they have like a very vast menu. So they do the breakfast. They do all the Benedicts. They do scrambles. And then you can get lunch. And then they do like all-you-can-eat fish and chips on Mondays. They do, like I've had the Philly cheesesteak. And then I got it with au jus. Mm-hmm. So it was like a Philly dip. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty good. All you can eat fish and chips is very good, except for you have to eat the fries too, and that's hard. Like, you can eat a bunch of fish, but you can't have like 2 pounds of fries too. I mean, you can try.
I could put on a lot of fries.
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of fries are we talking here? This is important.
They were steak fries.
Steak fries? I'm not interested.
They had the
just bring me the
cut
fish.
Fries at one time, and I liked those. But they've changed their fries around a few times.
Let's talk about this real quick. Where do we come down on the French fries? Monica, where do you come
what
down
kind
to French
of fries?
Yeah,
I like curly fries with ranch.
Okay,
like Jack in the Box or Criss-Cut fries.
Criss-Cut, okay.
But like at a restaurant, I like.
You call it not saying Jack in the Box isn't a restaurant.
No, it's not.
It's offensive.
Right, it's offensive. Whatever. Well, they can tell them to call me. It is Jack in the Box is like drunk hungover.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so curly fries.
Okay, curly fries but at a restaurant, I like to do like the
skinny fries. Not like shoestring.
No.
Burr, where are you at on the fries?
Those pale yellow ones they put in my Happy Meal.
Yeah. As long as you get the toy with it, too, right?
You know, I got to go curly.
Curly, okay. Yeah. All right, all right.
Yeah, I got to go curly, too.
All right. Okay. I get down with the curly.
Happy
I just like,
by the shirt and curly.
I don't want steak fries. Like, I don't want half a potato.
Yeah.
That's a meal.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
not
too
a.
Much.
Yeah. You got to get the. You got it right, though, Burr. McDonald's has the best fries ever.
They
that's
do.
Like the
Wendy's fries are
it's
shit.
It's like literally.
Wendy's
crack.
Fries are no.
They're
I don't need
disgusting.
That. I don't want anything to do with
I'm
that.
I'm going to swap them out for chili.
Oh, don't eat that chili.
Yeah, don't eat the chili.
No, I used to work there. Care. I made that chili. Yeah. You don't want to eat that.
I'll eat the hell out of it. I've heard so many horror stories. You know,
you're eating it as you hear the horror story.
Yeah,
oh, I don't
that's,
care.
That's too bad.
It's good.
You should have heard the beginning show part with the burger.
Oh, yeah.
the menstrual burger.
There was a menstrual burger.
There was someone.
And they both said that they'd still eat it.
I see, you know.
I said depending. Depending.
Depending on
for
what?
Sure. I don't know.
How hungry you were?
No.
There you go. I'm not hearing you agree. That's better. Mm. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. All right. And okay, so Morty's.
Yeah.
What else is that?
I don't know. I mean, everything I've had has been pretty good. I've gone like when I have to work or whatever, and I can get a salad or I can do a wrap. And so I just like when you have a lot of options. Like you can. Because most places that I go to, I usually know what I'm going there for. Mm-hmm. And this one, I don't have to, like, make a decision until I get there. Because I'm like, oh, that could be good. Oh, that could be good.
Yeah, girls, can't make up your goddamn mind.
No, I know. I usually know exactly what I want.
So what do you give it on the munchie meter?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
8.5. Wow. Yeah.
It's the lowest score I've seen so far.
The munchie meter goes from 8.5 to 9.5.
On a scale of 8.25 to 9.25.
Yeah, basically.
On a scale of 1 to 1,000.
Well, this is the...
It would still be 9.
This was pretty good. They called it the Palouse, and it was scrambled eggs with tomatoes, bell peppers, sausage, mushrooms. I got onions instead of mushrooms, and then it came with... You get the toast and the hash browns, and it came with gravy over it. But I asked for the gravy on the side, and I dipped the sourdough bread in the gravy, and that was really good.
Sourdough bread in the gravy.
Yeah, it was like the gravy was so good, and then the sourdough was really sourdough-y, so it was like yummy. Sometimes biscuits are just too much with gravy.
That almost sounds like a country French dip.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know,
dip
it was
my bread
really
in the gravy.
Good. Yeah, I just dipped my sourdough in
yeah,
the gravy.
Yeah, I voted for Trump. Yeah, fuck you.
Now give my cup of gravy.
I know. It was good.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
Breakfast is legit. I just don't get it. I'm always doing too much in the morning to have time to make
breakfast. That's
like
when
eat
I went.
Breakfast.
Yeah, you were going to work. That's when I went.
Oh,
I was
on
up at like
Sunday
8:45.
Yeah, Sunday,
Saturday.
Sunday. Okay. Yeah, I was up too. I had to go to work.
I was hungry.
So, all right. So go check out Morty's and find Monica eating brunch there at around 4 p.m.
I was there early.
She eats dinner at 7, watches Matt Locke, and goes to bed.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, drinks wine till 4 a.m. Oh. All right. So, yeah, check out Morty's up on the hill. Good spot. I've been there once. I was really wasted. That was a long time ago.
I've never been there.
Yeah, it's. I forget the South Hill exists. It's like
I'm
a different.
I love the South Hill.
Like, I get to the freeway and I'm like, yeah, it's as far south. I'm pretty good. Go. I'm either like, going east or west at this point.
It just gets worse from here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's get back talking to our guest here. The selfie thing took off. And I mean, what were you doing before that? You've done radio. You're a comedian of sorts. What? Tell us about your what's your journey? Tell us what's
my journey.
Yeah. What's your journey?
Let's see. I got married a while back, and my journey ended.
That was it. Okay, life over. Had kids.
We'll edit that out.
She's not gonna listen.
Yeah, we're married. She doesn't care what I do. She's not interested.
Worked in a comic book shop for a long time.
Okay.
Then basically, my wife worked at a what do you call it? Job hunting business place.
Okay. Headhunter. Thing.
So she found a job that was like literally like a mile away and paid about twice as much as the comic book shop. So I thought, okay, I got to go there. And you know, the comedy thing, I've always just kind of done every now and then. I can't make a living of it. So
called comedy.
The difference between a comedian and a bucket of chicken is a bucket of chicken can feed a family.
Right.
So
That's very true.
I did get my first taste of it back when I was in college, and I was taking law enforcement. Nothing out of that. And that was a wasted year and a half. You're a white male. You're not going to get hired for 3 years. Well, thanks. I'm a year and a half into this.
That's negative 10 points.
Yeah, thanks. So we usually had like entertainment and stuff. And I used to tell a few jokes like after high school and stuff. And I went up on stage because Carrot Top was going to be there and he was late. And so the guy came out and goes, "Hey, he's late." So I had a bunch of law enforcement guys, like 6'5". A few of them pushed me on stage, literally pushed me on stage. And so I did stand up for about 10 minutes, and then I started running out of material, and you can kind of, you know, you get that feeling where you're like, I got nothing left.
Yeah.
You know? And then I look over, and Carrot Top's standing on the side, and he's doing the, keep going, keep going.
Yeah.
Carrot Top wants me to keep, knock, knock. You know,
Carrot Top, get the fuck
out of here. Yeah, I'm like, some props, man.
Yeah, easy for you to say. You got a trunk. Yeah. You got a trunk full of props there.
I just went, ladies and gentlemen, Carrot Top. Yeah. After that, I basically started hosting events. The Lilac City Comic Con, I'm the costume contest host there. Host some celebrity or some charity auctions, and I like doing that more. I like playing with the audience.
Sure.
It's just a lot more fun. And the last thing I did was like a cake auction for Boy Scouts, and it was in this gym, and so I could literally just walk up and down the gym and go right to the table and talk to people and stuff. I like that feeling more, just a little more looser.
Sure.
But in the other way though is I was actually working on some material to go to the comedy club when this whole selfie thing exploded, and so you lose kind of that telling joke thing. It comes out like you're reading a book. So I've got to kind of get back away from that, because when I'm like hosting something, I can just, nice shirt, you know, and then you can go on. But when you're remembering jokes, it comes out bad, and you lose kind of one to gain the other. And
yeah, it's a different vibe, you know.
Yeah,
there's definitely, you know, you have to be a little less stiff.
Kind of
you
a
feel
structured.
Like you're just reading, you know, jokes, no matter how funny they are, it's hard to get them across the audience, you know,
right.
Like they just feels like you're just stilted, like you're just like reading just very structured. Yeah,
you okay, wanna hang with me, the punchline's coming.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, it's just been working at this boring warehouse and hosting events and every now and then throwing a selfie out there for the crowd.
There you go. So are you still getting people calling you to do interviews, or still getting traction off this selfie dad thing?
Not so much call. We're still waiting. We went down to L.A. and filmed a segment for the T.D. Jakes show.
Okay.
We're still waiting because they went on hiatus and now they're just back. So we're still waiting for that to air to see what happens. And I think that's going to be kind of the last big thing. It gained momentum again because I got twice as many followers as Cassie did. And so that was like the huge deal.
Oh, sure.
Remember that guy we made
Cass,
fun of?
Yeah. So Cassie is the daughter. And for all you listeners, you can follow Burr at The Real Burr Martin. That's B-U-R-R and then Martin, just like it sounds, at Instagram. And also follow his daughter, not in a creepy way, at Cassie the Gypsy. Yeah. That's C-A... Oh.
Merp.
My bad.
C-A-S-S-I-E, correct, Cassie?
Yeah.
C-A-S-S-I-E.
So, yeah, that was a thing, as you know, it's like, hey, remember that chubby guy in the tank top that we made fun of a few months ago? Well, now he's got twice as many followers, and so it went up again.
Yeah.
I've talked to a few people that went viral, and they go, that's the way it'll come in waves.
Sure.
They go, you can probably expect something else in another couple of months. It's funny because some countries are just now getting it, like in December. Suddenly I got this huge Japanese fan base. And they're like, oh, yeah, we just saw it on the television. And we just had a German commercial for Vodafone come out. They called us up. And their whole 30-second deal was, hey, don't your parents let you down? And they showed a bunch of, like, you know, kids being let down by their parents. And then they showed three or four of our selfies. And then every now and then my wife will go on Facebook and just type in, like, the search thing, dad-daughter selfies. And a few other people will find it and be posting it. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? And so it amazes me that a lot of people haven't seen it.
Sure.
You know, because I'm so used to, I mean, to me, it's a daily thing. But at work, they're like, is that thing still going?
That's, yeah. Like, but, yeah, it is, dick.
Like, yeah, you know.
Jeez.
I'm fucking famous, motherfuckers.
15 minutes.
Are you looking me in the eyes when you talk to me?
So how far do you take this? I imagine, like when like Cassie's having a baby and you're like in the hospital, under the
jeez. Yeah. We've talked about it. When we went down to LA, their show was going to be about internet celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this couple called Gabe and Babe, and they were doing YouTube videos. They were freshly married. And so, you know, they got hired by Charmin to go across country with toilet paper and stuff. So they were doing YouTube videos, and we thought, oh, you know, we could do like a couple of YouTube videos. But, yeah, we talked and we said, you know what, when a major thing, when you get married, you know, I'm not going to be 60 squeezing into a tank top. Look at me, kids. You know, I've got like 7 followers left.
Yeah, you say that now.
You're so funny.
Yeah, ride it out.
Yeah, you say that now. But that,
why is grandpa so weird?
Yeah.
You could parlay this into kids' parties or
that's right.
Bar mitzvahs, you know.
He's in the bathroom again. He's putting makeup on again. Yeah, when it starts to feel pathetic, because that was one of the things I said, you know, if I only do them if I look at it and I think, okay, I can make that funny.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't just grab like her nearest selfie and see if I can do it. The one of the main thing was, and people will post links and stuff on my Facebook page. Look at this guy did it. And look at this guy, you know, pose like his daughter. But the difference between them and me is I'm with the 501st, the Star Wars costuming group guys.
Okay.
And their costumes have to be movie accurate. I mean, you can't have a stitch out of place.
Sure.
So to me and my weird, just I have to be anal about everything. So if she's got like a paper toilet roll on the shelf, I've got to have a paper toilet roll. If she's got a certain photo in the back, I've got to try and find a photo like that or draw
okay,
it.
Okay, make
so,
it.
So the recreation to me is where I have the most fun. Is just trying to actually recreate the entire thing in my bathroom while I know she lives in Cheney doing it, you know, someplace else.
Well, yeah, trying to do it as accurate as possible. It's funny the things that catch on and how these things happen, though. It's, you know, it's pretty amazing. And funny to you think that, you know, in the annals of Spokane history, it'll be like Bing Crosby, Adam Morrison, and Burr Martin will be like, and like the Green River Killer, or whoever the guy, like
Charlie the Clown,
yeah,
Charlie the Clown. Everyone here is too young for that.
I don't know who that. Yeah. I'm not from here either, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, back when I was a kid, there was Charlie the Clown. In fact, they just did a thing on him a few months ago. He's making the world's smallest house, which I thought was a dollhouse. But he used to.
Is it
like
just because he's poor and can't afford? He's like.
I don't want to say anything because everybody says he's a nice
Trad's
guy.
Grandfather.
He was like a French clown. Like he would do the thing where you put the window pane in front of your face and make your nose move. And he would introduce cartoons.
He hosted the Saturday morning cartoons on Fox.
Yeah,
I remember him.
So he lives in Spokane.
Yeah,
does
and
he?
He was the cat. Keyboard cat.
Yeah. So, yeah. We just get bored up here and do stupid things.
Yeah.
That's a lot of it.
Winters are long in Spokane, folks. Winters are long.
Way long. We get so bored in here.
Yeah. Lots of babies come, you know, come October.
No.
Lots of babies.
You two don't have one.
No.
Let's get to it.
No. No, thanks. I'm good. There's a reason for that.
I have a cat and a dog, and I'm good.
Yeah.
At the moment.
I've got a dog and a crippling alcohol problem. I'm good.
That comes after marriage too.
I just skipped the middle part. Just went right to the alcoholism and depression.
Yeah. I don't drink anymore, but I don't say no to NyQuil.
There you go.
Daddy's medicine.
So, let's get closer to the present. Then you came. You got. You know, gain some notoriety. You're a star. You're Hollywood Walk of Fame probably shortly, I imagine. Yeah, or at least the Spokane Walk of Fame, right?
Right. I spray paint my name on the side of a wall.
That's right. And now we've got the Burr Martin Experience. This is a podcast show that is now on Pants Pending. You can find the first episode up on pantspending.com. But this is a show that had a prior incarnation, correct?
Right. I did a little bit, mainly because I was in radio for like 12 years.
Yeah.
And then they automated everything. So, you know, my boss came in and said, hey, you're gone. So I worked with another guy. We did an investing show, Smart Investing, for about 7 years after that. And it was great, but then he decided, you know, I've kind of had enough. I'm kind of tired of it. I want to come back fresh, so let's quit the show. And it was just me being an attention whore going, I miss radio. I miss talking to people. I miss talking into a mic, and I miss the editing and the music and sure. everything. So, yeah. you know, you get in that thing where you're sitting around going, I got to do something. So I was literally recording them off a phone. You know, Spreaker had some app, and I'm like, okay, good enough. And so I would just go around, you know, and talk to people. And I'd talk, if I was desperate, I'd talk to my kids. You know, we do movie reviews. I talked to a few people that you know, made costumes and cosplay and just kind of anything and everything.
Sure, yeah.
I started getting to the thing because a lot of people said, oh, you're a dad, you know, you're the internet dad. So I started talking to parents more about, like, why are you the way you are? You know, were your parents geeks? Were your parents, you know, were they strict? Were they around? Why are you the way you are? Were, you know, and so that kind of got me interested on just kind of why people are. And
sure.
I'm the internet dad now. I was kind of pushed into it, which is hard because my humor was not like that. I've had to really clean up a lot of my humor.
See, that's why I have kids.
So many kids following yeah. me, you know.
That's the
rough part.
That's the problem. I mean, if I ever have kids, they're gonna find the shit, like all the shit I've said and yeah. done, and be like, "Yeah, Dad, okay, so you did." Because I've aired a lot on this show.
Yeah, I slip up so much
years.
In front of my kids and say stuff, and I'm like, "Oh crap, why did I just do that?"
Yeah,
and they think it's the funniest thing, so I know yeah. they're repeating it at school.
So well, yeah, my wife, nothing. Like, she was a pretty strict family, never yeah. you know, cussed or drank. She had one rum candy once and spit it out.
Wow.
So, you know, NyQuil is the closest alcohol for her. And,
really?
And I was, you know, down at Big Al's, I think it is now. I remember when it was Kelly's. And they let me card people once because I was there so many times that I knew everybody that walked in. So.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, I've got one of those skeleton pasts.
Yeah.
Well,
it is funny because on the, you know, on the Pants Penny Network, there's such a variety of shows. Our show, The Social Hour, and then The Hustle, Will Gilman's show, and Adam and Travis, those guys over there, are probably the two most divisive. I always have to watch my mouth when I go on the never-ending random discussion, because I actually hold the record for the most being censored the most times on that show. But because I kept slipping up, and then at a certain point, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go for the gusto. I'm just going to do this. If I'm, you know, why stop now? And then I think Michael Glatzmeyer, a comedian, was the other guest, and I think I call his aunt a cunt like 40 times or something. And just like, you can see Andrew just losing his mind writing down like timestamps.
He's like,
this is gonna take me 4 hours to edit. I'm like,
don't have me on the fucking show again.
Yeah. Now, since then, I've been good. And then I actually caught myself last time. I was gonna drop a C-bomb, and I'm like, that lady.
That nice lady.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, at my job, I work with a lot of blue collar guys, and I mean, every other word is an F-bomb.
Oh yeah,
it's, you know, it's a constant thing, and I'll be in the car with the kids, and somebody will cut me off. You mother fudger
yeah.
guy thing.
So how was I mean, having that transition, trying to clean, you know, have knowing people are following you figuratively, you know, how did that change your life in the way you kind of live day to day, or what you post and what you
I would post things like a picture of, like, I'd be in Walmart and I'd post a picture of cotton balls because it still makes me laugh, you know, just balls.
Yeah.
So, and now I'm like, if I post it, I think ahead of time, okay, is it balls? Is it bad? Is it, you know?
Yeah.
So now, and I hate that I got to second guess myself.
Sure.
But a lot of it I do. There are times also when I'll get emails from people going, you make me wish my dad were still alive. Oh, I wish my dad were still alive so he could do this to me. You know, and that's rough when I get, you know, but you see their kids, so you're like, okay, I can't go giving the bird to the camera, you know, or something like that, because now they're seeing me as a dad, and so I've got to really... So, yeah, it's a lot of second-guessing.
Sure.
I mean, my Instagram would be terrible if I wasn't second-guessing.
You should create one called the fake Burr Martin.
The fake Burr.
And then you could do both. You could have the fun one, and it'd then,
just be,
like...
pictures of my butt. Just. Yeah. Isn't this funny? All right, now we're going to play, is it butt crack or an elbow?
Just dress up your ass as like the same picture as your daughter, like with like the tank top on and like rolling.
Be hard to run the tattoos.
Yeah.
Got to look in a mirror.
You're going to have to get so, yeah, get an assistant for that one.
Get a stencil.
Yeah. So the new show, The Burr Martin Experience, which, again, can be found every Sunday on the Pan's Penny Network. What is
Every other Sunday.
Okay, so we're going...
Let's not get excited.
Okay, yeah. We're going to, you know, we can't...
I'm
he's just
very
tip-toed.
Lazy. It takes a lot to go up to Andrew's house twice a month.
That's true. Oh, yeah, well, you're a little ways away. I didn't realize you were out in... state lines.
Oh,
so.
Bum, yeah. Yeah. I can throw a rock and hit Idaho.
Yeah, it's that's a lot.
I let's put it this way. I live close enough to State Line Showgirls where if they open up the back door, I can hear girls playing.
Wow, nice. So that's, yeah, a lot of Warrant.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're sitting in your back and you think, I wish I could hear some Motley Crue, open up your door, take a listen.
A lot of broken dreams and people who wanted to be veterinarians.
I know. When he said open the door, I was like, people crying, like curls coming out.
Let us see scars.
Yeah.
They finally got a sneeze guard on the buffet thing, so that's good.
There's a buffet at the State Line.
Oh, yeah. They just lay them up there, though, on the sneeze guard.
Oh, like the girls.
You got to shake the glitter off your chicken sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, so there is food.
There's food.
Well,
they have.
It's just hot dogs.
It's just
no,
it's just
no buns.
So weird.
The I've always said the.
I've
been to the Deja Vu here.
I've
been to the
Deja Vu here, but they have food there. I would be there constantly
at the Deja Vu.
Oh
yeah.
God,
they don't even
it's
have
right
alcohol.
Right next to my. It's right next to my work, so just it's out of convenience.
Of course, yeah. It's just convenience. Normally, I would need here.
I saw my first stripper at Miss Kitty's.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Did not know how to work that. So she was in there, you know, doing the striptease thing, and then I didn't know what to do. But I know that I changed all my dollars for tokens, so I dropped a token in the little slot. And then about 5 minutes later, I hear some girl out by the counter going, "Some angel just gave me a token." Oh, you're welcome.
Don't spend it all in one place.
It's all the machine gave me. Yeah. I
drive by that place all the time. Are there strippers in there?
Is there like a skee ball machine in there for the tokens or something? Or?
I don't. It was like when they first opened.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It was when they first opened. I know, you know, you turn 18, you look like 21, so you try not to look gay when you walk in and throw down a playgirl. It's from my cousin.
Yeah, dildo.
It's from my cousin.
Yeah, it's from my cousin.
From my cousin.
And
close family.
Cars are in there.
Can I get a gift receipt?
Yeah. Right. I'll take that back. Yeah. What's your exchange policy? Yeah. Like a used sex toy store called To Love Again, where just gently used. Like they're not used. They're pre-owned dick.
These fruit roll-up panties have a bite taken out of them.
In a weird place too. That doesn't
but they're still moist.
Right. I'm not sure what flavor they are. Man, that's yeah. The neoprene ones are dishwasher safe. So. What is the what's
poor Monica? She's just over there.
Well, Monica claims she doesn't pleasure herself. I still think that's a lie.
Let's get back onto that.
It's just been a while.
What's a while?
And please talk slow. I've been married a long time.
Your lips look a little dry.
Probably like August.
August.
July.
of 2016. God, I haven't since this morning, and I feel bad.
I've been like six times. Shit, today. Yeah.
Is that pretty much like saying I haven't masturbated since Trump's been president?
Yeah,
that's dear God.
It's just not my job. I just don't feel like it's my job.
That's not my job either. You know what? So you know, and taking out the trash shouldn't be my job, but I still do it. Okay, shit. You know what? It's just called maintenance.
No.
You gotta.
I did it on the car before I came in.
I know.
Goody.
It's like I always say.
You might not have fallen on the ice and broken your elbow.
That's right. Yeah, you would have been so tense.
I know.
Let out a little stress.
I would have bounced.
Yeah. I do a niner. Like it's like a nooner is when you have sex on your lunch break, and niner is when you masturbate on your drive to work in the morning. So that's that's my thing.
Whatever it takes to sell them couches.
Yeah, so you know.
It's not easy to do holding an Egg McMuffin in one.
Right, yeah. It's a 12-minute drive. What else am I going to do for the other, you know?
That's
only,
yeah,
I was going to say 11 minutes of it. I listened to the extended remix of Purple Rain.
Yeah.
So what's the new show, the new incarnation of the Burr Martin Experience, what's the idea behind it? What's happening in that show for people who haven't listened to it yet?
The main part is I would like to talk about just the parents and growing up and the stupid things we did as kids and stupid things that parents do. The rest of it is just whatever crap happens in my life. So a lot of people just say, you have a lot of stories. So I'm like, okay. I go to comic conventions and just travel around. My wife does dog shows, so I go to there, and I get completely bored out of my mind, so I'll start looking around for things to do and interview people for no reason. And
You definitely need to start drinking. If you're going to dog shows,
But she never goes to comic conventions for the same exact reason.
Yeah,
all right,
there you go.
Yeah.
So since I am a...
it's the only time I get to say bitch, though.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy.
Look at that bitch there, honey. Check that bitch out.
I do overdo it quite a lot.
I wouldn't be able to stop myself.
I will walk by people and just go, nice bitch.
Nice. Yeah.
Just
keep walking. That's a good-looking bitch, Robert.
Yeah. Yeah, we're at Walmart now. You can stop saying that.
Do you remember that bitch we saw at the last dog show?
So let's talk about real quick, because I'm a nerd fan. A big comic book nerd. As you can see, some of the memorabilia in here. What's favorite comic book character?
You know, I got to go. It used to be the whole typical Batman thing. Yeah, but sure. I got on Thor.
Thor.
So I started thinking,
all right,
who wouldn't want to just run around and beat up things and drink?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just that whole Viking thing, just really.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you just
walk around with a hammer in my hand and beer in the other.
I think you just described Russians.
Yeah.
That's one you don't hear often, Thor. Yeah, Thor. That's like when my buddy, he's how old is he? He's probably about 50. He's about 50, and he's got a kid who was going to a birthday party a few years ago when the first Thor movie came out, and he wanted to buy. You know, he's like, "Well, what do you want to get him? Some, you know, let's get him, have him take some comic book like figure, you know, as an like action figure as a present." And he's like, "Oh, what about these? Like, what about this Thor thing?" And the kid's like, "No, he's not interested. Like, Hulk is cool, Iron Man was cool, but for some reason, the kids weren't into Thor."
Is it
because
he doesn't wear a shirt?
I don't. What Thor are you watching?
It could be the long hair.
Maybe I'm thinking about the movie.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'd have to go Star-Lord too.
So okay,
just the whole Chris Pratt Star-Lord.
Sure.
Thing, I imagine that would probably be me. I still own a Walkman, so
you could be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's James Gunn killed. I'm looking forward to that next one. When's that? May? Coming out
in
May?
Sure.
Something like that? The new Guardians of the Galaxy? You know what you're talking about, right, Monica?
The one with the good music?
Yeah, the good music. Although the new soundtrack kind of sucks.
Yeah, that first soundtrack was just ridiculously good.
Yeah, hard to beat and that. The new one, the second mix, kind of, it's not that great.
I haven't seen it.
They had it online, the songs. It was kind of...
Oh, okay. I hate those ones where you ever buy an album and it's like you find, oh, man, I've been waiting to hear these, and then the rest of the album is music inspired by...
Right, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Suicide Squad has a really good album.
Yeah, two of them. It was terrible.
I have not seen it because I just don't want to.
It was a terrible movie. Did you see that, Suicide Squad?
I did.
What'd you think?
You know what? I liked it the more. I watched the extended version.
Okay.
And I liked it a lot more only because I liked just, you know, the Aussie, you know. Just,
drunk Aussie.
Yeah,
man.
Just here just to have fun. That, you know, I liked Harley Quinn. I thought Leto was absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
I saw the director came out and said, hey, you know, I wish Leto was the main guy. Hey, we all wish that he was not even in it. So.
The way he was in it was so weird too. It was like kind of he was like in it but not really in it.
Felt forced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was just
like
I don't
they
know.
Just needed that character.
Yeah.
And then I can never see Will Smith as a bad guy ever either, too.
Right, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then he would put on the mask, and the mask looked weird on him.
Right.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Harley Quinn did a good job, though.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have, what's her name, Robbie, Margot Robbie, and with half her ass hanging out, it's hard to go wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Too much white trash.
Too much white
trash. Too much white trash Halloween costumes.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
there was that running joke about, like, take a drink every time you see somebody dressed up as Harley Quinn. But I was in Fullerton for Halloween, and I only saw one person walking around.
Wow.
Well, the entire night,
What is there to do in Fullerton on Halloween?
In Fullerton, California, there's a lot.
Oh, okay.
Downtown Fullerton,
it's a big, there's a whole bunch of bars, big party area.
Yeah, so you can just, like, walk around. There's probably about 13 bars.
I hated that. We went down to San Diego Comic Con after The Dark Knight came out, and so many Heath Ledger Jokers. You couldn't swing a bat without hitting one.
I used to go to the
Jack
San Diego.
Nicholson will always be Joker to me.
No Cesar Romero. Yeah.
his covered up mustache.
Yeah. Right. I used to go to the San Diego Comic Con all the time, and I loved it. It was just a great time. I haven't been in, I don't know, 13 years probably. I need to go again. Every year I'm like, this is the year I'm going to go. I'll probably never go. The girls dressed up as like Catwoman or Wonder Woman. And everyone else here is nerds. I'm like, and I've got a hotel room across from it too. Like, definitely. So
now have you heard my San Diego porn star story?
No, but I want to.
All right. So there was this porn star, don't ask me how I found her website, named Tanya Tate.
Mm-hmm.
And she is also a big geek. And so she had a contest. Hey, if you can design a costume for me, we have this really great grand prize. So I'm sitting up at the radio station. I'm working graveyard. So I'm like, screw it. I have 8 hours to kill babysitting this computer. I'll design one out. So I designed something kind of a Legion of Superheroes, a retro type look. And I ended up winning.
Wow.
So we were down in San Diego. And she goes, well, I'm in San Diego. The winner gets to have lunch with me. So I knew this.
Explain that one to your wife.
I knew this one a day in advance. They go, hey, you're down here. You can have lunch with Tanya. So the whole day I'm like, lunch with a porn star. And I freshly married. The three other guys that I went down there with are just like, you're the porn star. You know, and it got into my head just way too much. And I also got tickets to this other thing that I really wanted to go to. And so I called up and I said, hey, I can't make it. I got lucky and I got these tickets. So I did not
You stiffed her.
I did.
And
you
should
have just something about married and gone.
That's one of those things I'll be on my deathbed. Oh, Tanya, why?
Tanya Taint.
But she called and she goes, well, I still want to meet you and get a photo op. So I went down to the floor and I found her. And she was dressed as Richards. Fantastic Four.
Oh, Sue Richards. Yeah.
You know, all the tight blue and everything. And so I'm there talking to her, and she gives me this hug and everything. And it was great because as the hug is going on, I'm looking around, and all these guys are walking by. Who's the chubby guy on the girl? How did he get there? Can I have your autograph? What are you doing?
Anyone who, like, passed by, you guys are having lunch, like, must be her agent.
Yeah. He must have so much money.
He must be her brother.
That must be the ugly cousin.
that is a good story.
I can't believe you got to that.
You go to lunch with a porn star. Like, how many dicks did you take today?
And as lovely as she was, really strong British accent.
Sure.
I could understand maybe every other third word, you know.
Oh,
so it was kind of, that was really, really hard to. She, you know, she was a geek and everything, but, you know, we could have talked about comics and everything, but there was a real language thing too that when I met her, I was like, wow, I'm trying to get in there, you know, I can kind of see what she's saying.
Sure.
But yeah.
So I would just keep telling yourself to make you feel better. It was the language thing. That's why. The goddamn language. Otherwise.
Much like if anything happened, it would have been long and awkward.
Yeah.
So that.
There you go.
I could have given her 3 minutes of complete disappointment.
All right. Well, let's see. How much time do we got here? I think we're going to get into the news. So Burr just hang out and we're going to, you know, feel free to chime in. We're going to get in the news here. Let me get to, let's see.
Sweet, the news. What's been happening in the last couple of weeks?
I don't know. All right. Let's. Yeah, that's right. What could have happened?
No idea.
We're going to keep up on the Kardashians. All right. Let's get into the news.
Stuff according to Stuffs.
It's my job to speak up for the people that Deese puts down.
Well, of course, if you watched any of the games on Sunday, you know it's been decided who will be in the Super Bowl. We have the Patriots playing the Falcons. Everybody's saying is their least interested.
I've been a Falcons fan my whole life.
Oh, really?
So
well, especially here, there's not a lot. But
yeah. I'm super excited.
Yeah. Everybody hates the Patriots, though, yeah. So I'm rooting for the Falcons. So.
Yeah. I am excited to see the Falcons go. I like Matt Ryan. That guy's had a phenomenal year, too. So, I mean, he's had games where it's like, it's almost like playing Madden. Like, you just, like, he just, you know, looks, throw, catch. Like, instant. Like, no.
The game, like, I was sitting there skating with my kids the other day, and it was, like, 20 or 35 to zero.
Yeah.
Half of the screen was cut off on the TV at the skating rink, and so it just said zero right there, and I was like, that can't be right. Like, what's the actual score? I looked it up. I was like, oh, shit. That is actually zero.
Yeah.
I thought there was a two-eyed mine there.
It was a major ass whooping.
Yeah, they were. I'm excited. I hate seeing the Patriots there. I'm just sick of the Patriots. I hate
Tom Brady.
I can't stand it. I don't like anything about Massachusetts either. So
that sounds like terrorist talk to me.
Yeah. I hate that.
I almost lost at this guy that I know that lives in California wrote, Tom Brady is better than Joe Montana or something like that. And I was like, that is blasphemous, and I am defriending you.
He is.
You don't need that kind of negativity.
No.
Nobody should promote him. I even met him. I even met him and was like, ugh.
Did anyone have any predictions?
I mean, we got to root for the Falcons.
We got to root for the Falcons. But it's the Patriots. So.
You think so?
You never know what
I mean,
guys.
Smart money's on the Patriots. But
the season that Falcons have been having, but they might crumble because they've never really been to the Super Bowl before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what, twice since the 70s or early 60s? Like, yeah. So
I predict a really funny Budweiser commercial.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Commercials have been on
in the puppy bowl.
Like this small, that's right. Who's on the puppy
bowl? What do you bowl? Have in the puppy
bowl? Well, now with the commercials, they have people sending in their commercial as a competition. You know, like
really?
Doritos did that a while back.
Right, yeah.
And that so it's like, you guys are running out of ideas. You need us to do them. And then you win $10,000 instead of it being $1.3 million. That
that's a way better idea.
I know.
Lay's started their name your own chip thing again last week. It's been pretty interesting. I don't know if anybody's keeping up on any of those, but like old man jizz, stuff like that. Like the flavors are just ridiculous.
The biscuits and gravy ones are so good.
Oh, those are so
those
amazing.
Those are fire. Flat beer chips. let's see. One of the new Saturday Night Live writers was suspended. For tweet mocking Barron Trump.
It's such a good tweet.
Yeah, there was a few people that were doing it, but then they turned it into
tweet
shaming.
Again?
He'd be the first private school.
He would be the first homeschooled shooter.
Homeschooled shooter or something like that.
Homeschool
shooter.
Yeah.
And she took it down after 3 hours. But and had made her tweet.
Oh, it was a woman, female writer?
Yeah,
it was
a female
writer. Oh, that's oppression. That's sexist.
See, I'm pretty torn with that one because I get joking with the kid.
At the same time.
For Saturday
but it
Night Live.
Got to the point where they were starting to just be mean to him. And you gotta understand, this is a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Well, there was a news story a couple weeks ago, is he autistic? Because he was just being a normal kid.
It's in your head.
Yeah.
Well, it's the unfortunate thing is, and, you know, this is for a guy that didn't vote for Trump and voted for Obama twice. If this was turned around and you had Fox Media, Fox News, questioning, was it Malia? What's one of Obama's daughter's names?
Malia.
Malia. If questioning if she was autistic or not, it would be an attack on the president. It would be an attack on women. It'd be a racial attack. Like, yeah. All of a sudden you'd have all these other factors, but because it's coming from a leftist liberal media towards,
super rich, right.
Yeah. Like it's, all
Richie rich,
right. Like
the
there's
flesh.
Right. And there's, now there's no problem. It's like it's a complete double standard. I mean, I'm not saying I like the joke. I actually think that's a really good joke. And there's a certain, I didn't see any of the other jokes, so I don't know how far it got or if they were at a certain point it's
like
probably let it go.
Modern Family said something.
I saw somebody said that there was a death threat even towards him, and
I don't think
it was a celebrity.
Like, I get
like,
jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I am all for joking around about whatever. I don't think anything's off limits.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Who hasn't made a Will Smith kid joke?
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Jaden's a piece of shit, though.
But see, I saw it as more of a dad thing. Like, my daughter gets horrendous emails. I mean, and comments.
I can imagine.
And all this, and it goes on. I mean, like, huge. And and she puts up with it. But that's where I saw it as. It's still a kid.
Exactly.
Like Jaden Smith, he always looks confused.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
But if I go, Jaden Smith is retarded, that's more, I hope he dies. That's more, you're crossing a line.
Not even a joke there.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And just being mean for mean's sake.
Yeah.
I don't think that joke is even that
he's
far.
He's not even
that,
homeschooled.
Right.
He goes to a public school.
Yeah.
And he's not even going to live in the White House. Melania is going to still live with them in their home.
In New York or whatever.
Yeah, until...
school year's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like the hypocrisy on the other side of it. I mean, we have... in the local comic scene, there was a kind of a hoopla show a couple weeks ago where... somebody got into it with a crowd member in the audience, and the comic did, and called him a faggot and was like yelling at him because the guy didn't mean it. Pejorative for his sexual proclivities. He was actually just kind of, the comic was kind of drunk and yelled at him because the guy was heckling and got out of hand. And then there were a couple, I don't even want to call them comics, just people who signed up for open mics who've never really done it before and had some not funny rape jokes. And so there's kind of this hoopla, and a couple, the people were talking about, talking about gays isn't funny and rape isn't funny and this and that. And I'm atheist, no religion, no political ties, just float through life looking at things pragmatically. And I go, that's perfectly fine. I go, but now I assume that you will all never make an anti-conservative or anti-religion joke ever also, correct? You fucking young white liberal fucks. And I don't have a problem with your anti-Trump or anti-religious jokes. I have a lot of jokes about me being an atheist and my brother being a pastor in my set. That's a real thing. A lot of comedy comes from that. But I don't like that, well, this is my line. It's okay for me to make fun of your religion, but if you make fun of my sexuality, you could argue that both people say they're born with that and they're never going to change, So I want things to be equal. I want everyone to, either everything's off limits or nothing's off limits. So you kind of you can't be like, well, this is my line. Your line isn't okay, or my line is okay. And, where do you...
I will say, if a gay man dresses as a clown and tries to force himself on me, I may laugh.
Right.
So I'm just putting that out there. But I was telling Andrew the other day, jokes are basically like, I don't go to a bookstore and expect every book to be for me.
Exactly.
So there's going to be some jokes. They're not dumb jokes. They're not lame jokes. I don't hate this comedian. It's just, that's just not your thing.
Right.
So
yeah, and you have to that's a great analogy, and that's kind of the way it should be. And there's a children's section in a bookstore.
I love Jim Norton. My wife would not hates him.
Yeah.
But I think it's hilarious, and she knows, she doesn't call him dumb. She just goes, it's just not for me.
Sure. And that's such an enlightened outlook, and that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be up to you to correct that person or tell them not to do it that way. You just go listen to Brian Regan.
Right.
Go listen to Jeff Dunham, someone, or Jim Gaffigan, someone more clean. And so, I think Jim Gaffigan's really funny, but he's a really clean comedian too. So you can do it. But you just have to be, you know, you can't say that these jokes are okay and these aren't okay. And that's...
I did hear a funny one at church the other day. Yeah. Knock, knock. No, I don't like
it. Yeah.
I was starting to get uncomfortable. Yeah.
And I wanted to go further, but I didn't know how to end it.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't think he's, I don't think she should have been fired. I think this is, that's an obvious,
that's a reprimand.
That, well, that's,
you know, she didn't come out and say, I hope he dies.
She took it down. She apologized. And I think it was just like the chord that it struck, and SNL doesn't need any more, you know,
Trump's attention. Yeah, he's focusing like solely on them.
Yeah,
he's focusing more on that than he is like the economy.
Yeah, yeah.
Super unfunny. It's
like,
my funny.
You
run
the rest
funny
of the country, Mike. I'm just
going
to take on this. I'm going to take on Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, yeah. Until the show goes on hiatus for the summer, and then
I thought it
know.
Was funny. Like a couple months ago, he was like, "Who knows how long that show is even going to be around for?"
Yeah.
It's only been 40 years. Yeah. Like, totally casual.
Probably
no,
a long
no
time.
No worries.
I'm sorry, guy who has a celebrity show that's still going on without you.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
That they put Arnold on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's on that now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Arnold Schwarzenegger took over the. What's it called?
Celebrity Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice.
I hate to say I loved it.
Wasn't. What's his name doing it? Lopez? George Lopez? Did I make that up? Did I take him?
Yeah.
I thought he was doing that show. George Lopez was doing that show.
He might have been a contestant.
I thought he hosted it for like a season.
Tom Green was on it, and his story, do you remember his story about being on that?
No.
Oh, my God. That was fucking hilarious.
I don't remember
it. God.
Oh, yeah. Schwarzenegger, no. He tells them they're terminated.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're
and then they literally, they go on a chopper. Yeah, it's time for you to go to the chopper. I was in heaven. I'm laughing. This is so bad. It's so good.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to watch it. Yeah.
Remember
now.
When I said I'd fire you last? I lied.
Oh, yeah. He told Carney Wilson, hasta la vista.
That's so funny.
That was great.
Oh,
How long can he ride off of those like seven catchphrases?
Oh, come on. He's got True Lies, Commando, Predator.
The funny thing is, if you watch a lot of his early movies, a lot of them pop up in multiple movies. He's got like, I think he only knew like a limited, like, okay, we'll just, I don't know, feed him the lines he said in the other movie. we'll work it in.
I've always told my wife, I can say that last word in Predator because he's not cussing. You want ugly motherfucker. That's not cussing. That's
it's
just
not even
slurring.
Yeah, it's barely English.
No consonants.
English.
But I love how everyone makes fun of me, like, oh, look at that idiot. The guy can't even speak English. It's like, he's from Austria. You were born here. You don't fucking speak English. Yeah. Like, this guy knows a second language.
Next time you text me, you are, I want you to think about that.
Exactly. Yeah. He was Mr. Universe and working on a second language. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you were, flipping burgers to a minimum wage jobs. All right. Okay. What else you got, Monica?
Oh, I did want to update you on the Kim Kardashian
Paris
robbery.
Yeah, Paris.
They did.
It was Lamar Odom.
Got to get that crack money.
Yeah.
They literally, at one point, had 13 different people arrested. They've now are pressing charges against four people. What's funny about this is they are 63, 64, and 45.
Those are my lotto numbers.
Wait, years old?
Yeah. It was, well, or no, so 17 arrests were made earlier this week. But they charged three robbers for gun, robbery with a gun, abduction, and sequestration and association with criminals. And this all
association with criminals? Is that a charge? Look, I know Puerto Ricans too. Does that mean I'm going to get arrested?
That's happening right now.
Yeah.
this all came because of the 27-year-old brother of the limo driver Kim used while staying in Paris. And it was he was the one who conspired and used his freaking uncles or whatever. I don't know.
I thought he was arrested originally, but he was released because he had nothing to do with it.
Well, they arrested some. I don't know. It says he's facing the charge of conspiracy.
Interesting.
I don't know if this one was older, but they said that the four people were going to be charged. I don't know if they ended up releasing him because maybe he wasn't involved and they just found themselves in there or whatever. That's the last updated
one.
So
she got robbed by elderly people is what you're talking
about. Yeah, she got literally robbed by men in there.
I've seen her. I mean, she doesn't look like she works out, but I think she could take a 65-year-old
man. Yeah.
She works out.
She works out. She works that booty out.
Yeah, she be twerking.
All right. The how am I going to keep up with the Kardashians when you leave, Monica?
You can text me. I'll let you know.
Okay, you just text me updates?
Yeah. Jesus. Hey, what are you doing? There's an update on Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye. Kanye Watch 2017.
Kanye's not crazy. He was faking it.
That's right. All right. Let's do one more real quick one, then we'll...
Okay. The Ringling Brothers Circus has come to a close.
For like 128
years. 146
years. God, man. Almost as long as Noah lived.
Totally.
Allegedly.
Oh, my gosh. There's been so many different avenues right now with animals being mistreated. It also comes on the brink of this other story about the dog movie.
Oh, yeah.
A Dog's Purpose. They have canceled the premiere because a video had, you know, reached Facebook showing that the dog was showing restraint about going in the water and everything like that.
Yeah, they're like shoving a dog in a river.
It was like a little lake thing. They're making it look like that. Like when
it looked like an enhanced interrogation technique. It's like, tell me what you know about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Yeah, so they canceled the press junket. Basically, right now, people are such, you know, animal lovers, and now everybody's an animal activist themselves. That
we should march or something.
Yeah, or we could day drink.
Yeah,
and then go. Was that today?
And then go. Was that today? Shit. But I posted a picture.
My Google
on my
alerts
Insta.
Didn't go off.
There's Jess D's down the stairs, downtown with like a sign.
Just in front of Wild Dogs.
Was that today?
Ironically, in front of Wild Dogs.
A woman be ringmaster. After all these years, it was like a huge deal. It was like, we're going to close this.
Of course, that's what happened. You put a woman in charge, shit goes downhill right away.
Just destroy instantly.
Elephants get to have regular lives now.
Oh, okay.
they're going to really circus elephants back into the wild?
No, but at least they're not going to make them do things they don't want to.
I watched that movie once.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying.
All right.
So no more circus.
You know, it's one of the last vestiges of like the turn of the century, almost like that old timey, you know, like road shows in the circus and, you know, like steampunk era, like this old weird like era of
carnies.
Like America that you know, like the Great Depression, and you have all the, you know, you think about these things, and now it's this whole digital age. There's no more circus. There's no more newsies.
I like the circus.
No,
you know, when I went. But last time we went, it's like you watch it, and you're like, during the act, it's great. But then, like, the flying Wajiskis would come out, and they would do their thing. And then for 5 minutes, Wajoskis. And it would be the same family, but they're in different leotards. You know, and you're like, no.
On the run. Listen, you guys started this a long time ago for a reason.
I'd be pissed about it closing down, but
What was his name?
And are they going to let him back into the wild?
I hope so.
You can adopt him.
I wish.
She's had a bearded woman, so it's all good, too.
That's right. I'll take him.
Yeah, the bearded woman had an Adam's apple.
Rub it up against me. Rub it up against me. We can rub beards. All right. There you go. And that was the news.
And that was Stuff According to Stubbs.
Of course, that's what happened. You put a woman in charge, shit goes downhill right away. All right. Let's see here. Well, we are about to get out of here, but as we have done starting in 2017, Jeremy, this is a new thing. You haven't been on for this.
Shit.
But now, because there are going to be a lot of things said during the show, and a lot of vitriol, and a lot of things, you know, people misconstrue. Hatred or anger. So what we have done now at the end of every show is we close by saying nice things about each other.
Oh, Jesus. I don't have one nice thing to say about you. This is terrible.
Well, you make something up.
It's only going to last a little longer.
All right. I'll go first. Monica, Thank you for being here. And my nice thing I'm going to say about you is that I'm going to miss you when you're gone. So, fucking, I'll miss you too, Deez.
I know.
Suck
it's
a
not
dick.
My turn yet.
I missed.
Hey, nice thing.
Nice thing.
This is the palate right, cleanser. Right.
Well, I got to start over. Monica? all right. And I like your stripper shoes. They're like casual
shoes,
stripper shoes. They're like strippers at home.
Very casual.
They're like you can touch them.
Ooh, I can think I'm bringing them here. Yeah, they're like a little cheetah print. Burr, thank you for coming. You're like the biggest celebrity that's been on the show. Yeah, you have to clean that up. It was a wet nap.
It's in your neighbor's yard. Don't worry about it.
I just got that. I'm sorry.
He is a little late to the show.
I referenced that I might have masturbated in his neighbor's yard earlier.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Honest.
Before I got here.
Yeah, dibs. Thank you for bringing your brand of humor and your show to Pants Pending. We're happy to have you. Thanks for coming. And thanks for all your fun pictures, too. Jeremy, I like the new haircut. You don't look so Nazi.
It's good.
Despite the clover tattoo and the still covering them up. It's covering up tattoos.
And sorry your dog accosted him.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dog.
I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. Who wants to go next?
That was your compliment for me. I don't look like a Nazi anymore.
No, I like your haircut.
Come on.
I like the new haircut.
Nowadays, that's a good compliment.
Yeah, it looks fresh. Yeah, you got the texture, the layer and shit. You got the...
It's probably all messed up from your dog.
Oh, that's right. All right. Who's up now? Monica, you want to go?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll miss you too, Deez.
Yeah. Suck a dick.
but trust me, if you need somebody to eat with and catch up on your Kardashians, I'm your girl.
All right.
And Bert, it was nice to meet you. I like the whole concept too. I lost my dad, so when you were saying that people write you and like, because I was like, oh, that's a fun thing. Like I would have done that. My dad was kind of funny like that, so he would have possibly done. I would have to made him, but he would have done it. So it's cool that you do that and you get to have that like relationship and memory with your daughter. And it was like it's always been fun. You're like, you know, I the stories are. You know, you get me with your... What's the game?
She's trying to figure out something nice to say to Jeremy. She's filibustering while thinking about stuff.
I thought she was getting sad.
No, I had fun meeting you.
I think she
almost
forgot his name for a second. She's like, Jake...
I was trying to think of the other story, but I was only here for two of them because...
Oh,
I missed the other one. I was thinking of the game or whatever.
Despicable Deeds, the game.
No one will ever get as good as the dog and the smoker.
Yeah, I was just thinking back of the dog and the smoker. No. And but
that's your nice thing to say about him.
No, I was just, I think he's really funny. And hey, you have a good sense.
All right, I'm cutting off your mic. You've been drinking.
I have not been drinking. You would
said
know.
Jeremy's funny.
He is funny.
I know, I'm just kidding.
So, all right. I think you're funny. That was all I wanted to say about that.
There you go. All right. Who wants to go next? Jeremy, Burr? Who's up?
All right, I'll go ahead.
Go for it.
All right, Jeremy. I appreciate that you are seem to be a really nice guy, even though you look like you just got out of prison.
Yeah.
That's such like a Hannah thing to say right there. It's like, you should have seen him with the other haircut.
Yeah.
No, just joking.
Yeah. I appreciate that you don't look like a Nazi. I'm assuming you got your haircut in prison.
Yeah.
So, okay. And, Monica, I don't know you that well, but thank you for telling me when the last time you pleasured yourself. That'll stay with me for a couple of times at least. That's in the old spank bank. And Deesa, thanks for having me on. And, you know, I heard you were from California, so you don't seem like an LA douche, so I appreciate that.
You haven't been here for the last time?
No. Haven't known him that long?
No. Apparently you don't know yet.
I know, yeah.
I hope to know you just enough. So
to put him in the spank bank, too?
Tell you what, I'll dress up.
I don't know why you made me do this whole thing without pants.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that at all.
Pants are pending.
Pants pending.
I just thought that was a thing.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah. It's just a way to... It's just when I invite girls on. No pants. It's a no pants studio.
Well, these chairs are gold in this thong.
Yeah. The thong was your choice. Listen, I can't.
It's a life choice.
All right. So, Deese,
hold on, get on that microphone.
Deese,
get on that microphone.
I appreciate how driven you are.
Yes.
I like the focus and how you just came in and just jumped right into the comedy scene and work harder than 90% of the people that have been doing it for years.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And you're not dirty for a Mexican, so
that's
good.
True. I'm not. Yeah. I'm the hardworking, not dirty type of Mexican. Yes. So I'm like the
3%. I would have never guessed.
Yeah, 3%. 3% of us.
Out of all the people getting deported.
I feel like you guys just don't know him. What is going on here? Maybe it takes everybody a year and a half.
That's right.
And Monica, it's always been fun. I've enjoyed it. I think you would have been hotter if you would have lost your arm, though. You would have been a hotter amputee.
Just risque.
That
think
off.
Of the accessories she could have put on there.
Right?
Yeah, we'll show Burr the scar afterwards. Yeah,
and it was definitely nice meeting you. I want to definitely listen to the show now. It sounds interesting.
No, I'm sorry. All right, I'll try and make it interesting.
No, it seems interesting. It seems like I'm a
parent.
This
one's going out to Jeremy.
I'm a parent, so like I love parenting stories. You know, I have a ton of them myself, so I love getting other people's.
Well, then I'll have you on.
Anytime.
He likes to get out.
Yeah, I like to get out of the house. Yeah. Away from my kids.
You definitely have kids. Why do you think I'm here now?
Yes.
Sign me up.
Same here.
Yeah. Burr told his wife this is an overnight podcast. I'll see you in the morning, honey.
Damn it. Why didn't I think of that?
I just plan on cruising around until 7 in the morning.
just looking at stuff. Just checking things out.
Go get some chicken wings with glitter.
I wish you had room upstairs for someone to sleep, but
it's really tight up there.
There's a mat.
Yeah, it's really tight.
There's a mat somewhere.
It's really
I don't want to take Matt's spot.
Yeah, it's really tight. It's really tight up there, which is something Monica has never said.
Because it's tight down there, you motherfucker.
If you're not masturbating, clearly you never pleasure yourself. So,
I know.
All right. Well, that is
awkward.
That was awkward. It's a good way to go out. Yeah. Good way to finish, which Monica doesn't do.
No.
Neither does my wife.
Yeah,
I guess
she could be faking it.
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at that point. I'm half asleep by the time it's over. All right. Well, guys. So that has been our show for the evening. Again, follow Burr on The Real Burr Martin on Instagram. Also, follow his daughter and see the selfies she takes that he's going to pan at Cassie the Gypsy. That's Cassie the Gypsy on Instagram.
How do you spell gypsy?
Gypsy.
I wanted him to biff it so bad.
Damn it.
I know
how to spell. So one, like
he's
one of the,
Jay.
It's one of the, one of the few things I'm getting.
That was gypsy.
Yeah. How do you spell gypsy?
Can you use it in a sentence?
How do you spell gypsy? T H I E F.
I got that one.
His computer's open, and I see. Did you mean gypsy?
Jip. Okay. Also, guys, again, listen to the Burr Martin Experience every other Sunday on pantspending.com, and come out for February the 6th at 8 p.m. I'll be performing at the Comedy Confessions at 412 West Sprague at the Pin. February 10th, Friday night, you can catch Jeremy and I. We'll both be at
Ellis
Supper Club for the Real Romance Comedy Edition. We've got some great skits. You can see what the inside of my house looks like on a lot of them. And also February 12th, the Drink and Debate at 315 West Sprague Avenue at the Comedy Club, hosted by myself and Nick Cavazzi. And Burr Martin will be there as guest judge for the show.
Nice. My dream.
So come get... Yeah, that's right. He truly is a celebrity now.
I used to watch American Idol thinking, man, I want to be like Randy Jackson.
Yeah. You can, yeah.
Just say, yo, to everybody.
Yo, dog.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Well, and a little Paula Abdul. Yeah. I mean, I just want to sleep with one of the contestants.
Yeah, pop a whole bunch of pills.
The first time I judged one of the drinking debates where I was hosting, actually, that was I was with Harry Riley and...
Wasn't it Jared?
It was Jared and Jared Munson and Patty Tully, who owns the baby bar. And I'm like, I feel like in this configuration, like I'm the Paula Abdul of this group. And I mean that as a compliment to myself. So, but yes, Burr will be there. It's going to be a great show. So lots of great events coming up. Check out Spo Comedy. That's comedy with a K. Also for all the other stuff coming up in the comedy world. All right, guys. So for the Social Hour, I am Dees. And for Monica, Jeremy, Burr, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. And
I'm not saying shit.
What's that? What? All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to UPS drivers, Jack's Restaurant, Mario Lopez, Chevy Aveo's, Carrot Top, Failed Veterinarians, Women of Comic-Con, Monica, and the Bearded Lady. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Because it's tight down there, you motherfuckers.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!